The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. And again, I'm going to urge you, like I backed America Freedom to Fascism and Aaron Russo's endeavors, this one is beyond all scope. Oh, my gosh. At any rate, get a copy of this, 877-605-9200. If that line is busy, here at the network, 800-724-2719. And there's something that I did not know, is that Ron McDonald also lent support for the production of Behold a Pale Horse. Somebody tattled on you.
Oh, did they?
Yes, and I immediately told him, and I tattled on you as well.
You know, one of the things, you know, Chuck was asking, where are all the George Pattons and General Patton and George Washington? He failed to look into the mirror himself, because he is a leader in all this. You know, he's put himself in harm's way to bring the truth out there. So we had a president and a general on this station just a moment ago.
You know, and most people think that, well, I'm no sort of leader. Really? I don't know what is imagined in people's minds as what it takes to be a leader, because if you can't lead your own life and you cannot be passionate about your own country, and more importantly, scared stiff of what you've seen it evolve into and then be frozen like a deer in the headlights. I mean, my gosh, I don't know how people can live with themselves like that. So, you know, here's an opportunity for you to be a part of something that is, yeah, it's bigger than me, yeah. It's bigger than Ron, it's bigger than Chuck Undersea, it's bigger than you out there. But together, you know, there's an old saying, many hands make for light work. And we're not, my analogy about riding that horse for 20 years, yeah, my backside's getting a little sore. Yeah, I'd like to jump off that horse and take a nice, long, cool drink of water. But I'd also like to assess where we are and the forces that are garnering against this worldwide globalist plan that is not good for anybody except themselves. I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, Agenda 21, you're getting arrested for gathering rainwater on your own property, going to jail for gathering what God created, rain that falls on your own property. It's not your property anymore. Does anybody get that? When the government can move in and tell you what to do and how to do it on your own property, it's not yours. And if you've got such a thing as called property tax, try not paying a property tax once you've paid the banker banksters for that mortgage you might have carried on that property to own it. You think you own it? Try not paying your property tax and see who takes it from you. One of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, my friend. Get rid of that nasty private property, because so many rights are tied to property ownership. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls. Get into some of the latest atrocities brought to you by the New World Order and their minions right after this.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All righty, we are back. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number if you've got something to say, opine about.
Yeah, John?
Yes.
I just want to say, you know, Chuck and Anita made the movie without any forethought of making profits or anything from this movie. They've really dedicated their life to it, to bring truth to America.
Pretty much what I've done with this network.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Yeah. Here's an example for you, folks. If you think everything is all fine and dandy and the guys with the shiny badges and the guns, they're just doing what they need to do to keep us all safe, here's one for you. On August 15th of this year, Wayne County Sheriff's deputies, along with Macedon, New York police, broke into a 75-year-old Phyllis LaCosta's Plank Road home in the town of Walworth, New York. Forced her at gunpoint to lay on her bathroom floor, screamed at her, and they like the epitaphs, they think it's more intimidating, screamed at her to close her eyes and stay down, and then executed her dog, Duke. This is one of their favorite things to do. They don't like to have four-pawed canines around, being a little protective of their owners. Minutes earlier, LaCosta, who had three strokes and a knee replacement, was on her computer when she heard loud smashing sounds, then saw what she described as several men dressed in black with masks on. As she was laying on her bathroom floor, LaCosta could hear the men talking in loud voices. The dog hadn't even barked, yet I heard one of them say, "He's aggressive, shoot him." I'll never forget the sound of that gunshot and the blood flying everywhere. They did this all while forcing me to lay at gunpoint on the bathroom floor. I'll get this out. Screaming at me to stay down and holding me at gunpoint. I couldn't get up if I wanted to. I'm 75 years old, had 3 strokes and a knee replacement, and can hardly walk. There was nothing I could do to help my pet. Unfortunately, the dog died a slow death. They shot him with a shotgun in such a manner that he ran around in pain and bled all over the house and suffered a slow, cruel death. There was no reason for this kind of treatment. They killed my dog for no reason. It was the sweetest and most gentle animal anybody could want. I would trust him with a baby. And there is a link that you can go to the original article on this if you want to see all the blood and guts in her house. It's disgusting. Afterwards, Phyllis LaCosta was taken outside and placed inside a police car for over an hour in the heat. It was then that officers showed her a search warrant, and it was then that LaCosta realized that these masked men who had just broken into her home, held her at gunpoint, screamed at her, and executed her dog were police officers. She thought it was a roving band of drug dealers or something. She didn't even know it was the cops until she got thrown into one of their cruisers. Now, here's the point. Ron, they used this interdiction. They created these SWAT teams to go after drug dealers. Oh, you know, these are dangerous people. They have guns and drugs, and they might be cranked out on meth or something. So in order to protect the police officers, we need to come up with special weapons and tactics to deal with the bad guys. Well, that's the cover story that they put out. One of the reasons, Ron, that they gave is, well, we need the dynamic entry, total kill option, you know, to protect our officers if we're accosted. But they did it because they said that they didn't want to lose the evidence. They didn't want the drug dealers flushing the drugs down a toilet or burning them up in a fireplace. Now, hold on here. If I'm some kind of drug dealer and I've got an impact on a community and I'm such a threat, do you think I could flush my stash down the toilet? Do you think I could burn it up in a fireplace? Hold it, police. Just hold it for another 20, 25 minutes while I keep destroying the evidence in here. Time was, ladies and gentlemen, were there bad guys out there? You had a little thing called a detective that would detect if crimes were going on. But you see, they didn't do what they're doing now. They went to a judge and said, "Your Honor, we think we got a bad guy here. Now, here's the evidence we have. Can we have a search warrant?" Judge would review the information, issue the warrant, or not issue the warrant. Now, it doesn't matter. Policy is now, we can get a hand-stamp warrant. We can bust into anybody's house, just like what I'm talking about today, through a bank. Well, they picked on the wrong address. They destroyed an old couple's lives. Destroyed 50 years of what they've collected. You know, the stuff that you wouldn't ever want to see burn up in a house? These people walked in, took the house, took their belongings, took their lives. Oh, we're sorry, we had the wrong address. Countless times, these SWAT teams, BATF, or other goons with these Gestapo kick the door in total kill option creeps have gotten the wrong address and killed people. Oh, and not even get an apology to the living relatives, the husband or the wives or the family or anything else. This is insanity. Makes me sick to my stomach.
And you know, I can't help but think, you know, we're talking about moral crimes, which has nothing to do with the state ever controlling. Whether someone wants to delve into drugs or not is really not a state issue. Although they've made everything a state issue, this is why we have so many crimes in society. They brought morals into it too. Just my comment.
Morals, ethics, yeah. Good guys, bad guys.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, I don't care if someone's and again, what they've done to society, It used to be if you had drug dealers, it'd be in one sector of the city or town or something like that. They would keep to themselves. But today, because of the way they've made everyone bend to the will of the state, where you can't sell your house to this person. I mean, if you refuse to sell it, you're facing a civil rights action and everything else. Now everyone's infiltrated in every spot of the city. Your next door neighbors could be dealing drugs, or they can have a junkyard in front of their house, mm-hmm. where naturally they would gravitate to their own liking, their own areas.
Oh, so but Ron, since we decided not to seal the border because that would look like a hate crime to the invaders, they've allowed the MS-13 into this country to set up shop in every major, set up their drug rings in every major city in this country because guess what? We didn't think it was necessary to shut down the border, and every kind of creature came walking across that border. Every kind of creature that you can imagine. Some of them with diseases that we eradicated in this country years ago. I'm not saying that all these people, a lot of them came to this country for, they didn't want a freebie. They came here to work. But then when the word got out that, hey, they're not stopping anybody at the border, all mannerisms of people came into this country. Now they're on our welfare rolls. Now they're sucking our systems dry. And we have Obamacare here that wants to, well, you know, we're not going to just let anybody have citizenship. Yeah, he is. Yes. Well, if they have not committed real serious crimes, at what bureaucrat's discretion, at what point do you call a criminal a criminal? You know, I mean, the whole thing is popped inside out. And not fair to people that wanted to come into this country, that understood the opportunity this country, we carved this country out. We created it. We made it. And we understand the abundance and the possibilities of being a citizen of our own country because we were born here. But a lot of people want to come to this country to take advantage of what we have built. And there's a way to do it. There's a legal process in which to do it. So how do you say to somebody that came over this into this country illegally, that jumped the queue and the people that have been waiting for a number of years to get here? These people have no allegiance to this country. They wouldn't know a constitution from a damn roll of toilet paper. They've come in, they've got on our public doles, they've bankrupted systems. They've, oh God.
Well, I've seen many, what do you call the banners up there, we will take California back, the Mexicans that have crossed the border.
Yeah, your La Reconquista, your La Raza people. Hell, we even caught the Brown Berets. We had film of these people, and these are just staunch Mexican communists. That came marching into this country and going, hey, we've got rights. Not any of we've fought and died for. You're depending on our country. And you're screaming that you have rights. You're not even a citizen of this country. And you're bringing in all mannerisms of political chaos and confusion with your communistic ideas. Let your brother in Washington, D.C., this Barack Obama character, carry on the communist stuff. We got enough in this country. That's another thing, by the way, Behold a Pale Horse points out, this curious mix of fascism, communism, and socialism. We take your pick. Take your pick in this country. We've got all of it. What we're trying to do is put the brakes on this and bring in the law once again. And now we've got agencies of the government declaring us to be terrorists in my own country. Have you lost your freaking minds? What is the deal? I want the law back. I want the Constitution back. I want fairness back. I want the difference between right and wrong back. I want the day that I've always said this, Ron, on the air, where men were men, women were women, and cars were cars.
There you go.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think your statements actually define you as a terrorist right now.
You think?
Yes.
Because I want the law restored in my own country?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I want the criminals in jail?
You're too radical.
Oh, jeez. Well, shoot me now, brother. Art, I'll bring you up and do me a favor this time around, Art. Don't criticize any host on this network because I'm going to have your little keister in my sling. Just a warning. All right, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
All right, we are back. Art, hello, Art, and you're in no location, or so my caller screen says.
Hey, you got that right. Anyway, kind of odd. I thought it was the other guy who was really critical, and I was coming to the defense of RBN. But take it however you want, bro.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm at the point I just don't care anymore.
Well, I you know, you can't say that because I know you do.
Well, you know, it's just the other guy was the one who was being highly critical, and I was actually coming to the defense of RBN.
Oh, okay. Well, then,
I give an example, just because you happen to disagree with somebody, you know, just don't listen to them. Listen to something else.
Yeah, that's always been my mantra.
And don't call your show complaining about them.
Well, thank you for that. Appreciate it, Art.
That was just my point. But anyway, I'm not, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you, John, and I'm not sure whether I should be saying Guspadakur Shine to Mem or Guten Tag Mein Heaven, and I'm just hoping and praying it's not Chinese because I can't pull that one off.
I can't speak Hu Flung Poo either.
Yeah, right.
You know?
But, you know, I'm listening to all of this, and then sadly I missed the first hour because I was out working with the cows and the goats and doing some work out in the pasture, and I came in and caught like the last, I guess, 10 minutes of the previous hour, where your host was talking about where the Pattons and the Elys and the Paul Reveres and all of this. And, you know, I can't help but thinking, I in my heart of hearts don't believe that really the vast majority of people want a Patton or a Revere or a Robert E. Lee or somebody like that. I think they're looking more for a Stalin or a Mao Zedong or a Nero or somebody like that, you know? And my attitude is real simple. Why do we even need a leader? I mean, I'm the kind of guy that my attitude is pretty simple. If you can apply logic, reason, intuition with a tiny little bit of common sense and balance that with respect for yourself and others and a level of decency toward each other,
yeah,
you don't need a government or anybody else to tell you how to live your life. Why can't we all be leaders and lead our own selves and not worry about somebody else?
Well, that's a good question. For those that can't lead, they've been convinced that they have to follow. And the problem with that is, I don't want anybody following me.
Me neither, man, because I'm lost most of the time.
I got my own shadow. What I'm hoping they do is to educate themselves to a point that they become a teacher of others. And at any given time, if any student of mine surpasses me, well, then I'll become the student and I'll listen to the new teacher.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a guy out here this morning delivered a bunch of building materials for more fence work and cattle panels and things like that, and lumber to build greenhouses and things like that. And I got to talking to him. He knows something's going on. He's not exactly sure what it is. And I'm asking him, you know, he's saying the right things and he's asking the right questions. And, you know, I asked him, have you ever heard of Agenda 21? And he'd never heard of it. I asked him if you're familiar with FEMA camps, and talk about FEMA camps. Never heard of that. I asked him if he ever heard of AIPAC and, you know, the plan for a blueprint for a new American century. And he's never heard of any of this. And I said, tell you what you do, man. I said, you need to go to our, listen to, I told them about your website, go to RBN, you know, republicbroadcasting.org, and I said, listen live to these guys, and then take what they say, and do you some research.
Yep.
You know, because you really need to wake up about what's, really educate yourself about what's going on, and he was really receptive of it, and I think in the 4 months that I've been here, I've probably spoke to maybe 100 people, and he's like, only like three, one of three, who have actually got a clue that something's wrong. Everybody else is like in absolute, total denial.
Yeah. Well, and chances are, if you would have asked that man, you know, where do you get your news? Well, I watch Fox News or I watch CNN or something like that. And all the things you just mentioned, he would not hear about it because the mainstream media refuses to talk about it. As a matter of fact, they've been told not to talk about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you got a news agency that won't report the news, good, bad, or indifferent, then what the hell good is it?
Yeah, and I asked him about, you know, I mentioned like Mount talking about Pearl Harbor and, you know, how we ended up going at it with Germany and a number of other things. I mentioned Ruby Ridge and Waco and Oklahoma City and all this, and I asked him right at the time, what do you think about him? And he said, they lied. He knows they're lying. He's just not quite at that point where he's starting to piece the puzzle together yet, but he's on the right track. And so, I mean...
Do me a favor. Art, do me a favor. Are you going to see this man again?
Oh, yeah. He makes regular deliveries out here.
Oh, good. Then get the man's name. Get the man's name and address, and I will send them a copy of Behold a Pale Horse. And if this does not make an impact on this man, do me a favor. Don't talk to him. Just do the business you need to do with, smile, and wish him a good day, and move on.
I'll do that.
All right, Art?
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you. You know, Ron?
Yeah.
A lot of people have taken freedom and liberty for granted because it's always been a part of their life. But now it's being taken away from them, and they don't know what the heck to do about it. They don't even know where to start.
Yeah, well, you know, it's called pure existence. That's all they're concerned about is their own existence. They don't see any further than that.
Ooh, I had something particularly nasty to say about that, but you know what? I'm going to put that in abeyance and just take the break. Put out the call-in number again, 800-724-2719. Be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Afternoon, one and all.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Ron, did you get a chance to watch that video?
No, not yet. I've been extremely busy. Extremely busy.
Okay.
But I will. I have it on my list of things to do, Mark. I know you're disappointed.
No, it's just been a week. I understand.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't expect you to hit it in 30 minutes.
Okay.
That's all right. All right. Let me know when you watch it. I'll talk to you soon, guys.
All right.
All right.
By the way, I ran into an old friend down at Brave New Books, Randall Mock. You've never met him.
Never heard of him either.
Well, Randall's been a stalwart in the Austin area. He's worked tirelessly all these years. Just one of the guys that tries to do as much as he can. And evidently, he's going to Chantilly, Virginia. And I guess there's going to be a Ron Paul event there. And he's going to make the streaming available, and we're going to pick it up and put it on the website. So even though Ron Paul is not going to be president of the United States here, ladies and gentlemen, 2013... Yeah, well, Ron Paul is not quitting. Most people are under the impression that, well, he's finishing up his congressional thing. He's done that for 22 years. Okay, he's made his third presidential run. And that's going to be it, and he's just going to retire. No, he's not. He's going to keep going. The Ron Paul revolution is alive and well. And I'll tell you what, he's probably going to be busier doing that at a much slower and relaxed pace than he is trying to deal with the idiots in Washington, D.C. that wouldn't know a constitution from a roll of toilet paper. So I'm going to make sure that I get a hold of Randall and make that streaming available, because Ron Paul's not dead. He's still alive and well. I wanted to bring this up today because I was shocked when I saw this. And if you folks out there do not believe they're building a global police force and that we're cross-training with a bunch of people out there just to service the American people better, you better think about that one again. The New York Police Department is opening up a branch in Israel. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great, Ron?
I find that incredible.
Well, I mean, the same kind of New York cop that was out there in front of the Empire State Building and shot 9 innocent bystanders.
Oh, yes.
I guess they're going to go over there to learn how to shoot from Ariel Sharon or something. I don't know. But seriously, I'm not making this up. The New York Police Department opened its Israeli branch in the Sharon District Police Headquarters in Kfar Saba. Charlie Ben-Naim, a former Israeli and veteran NYPD detective, was sent on this mission. Now, the summary of this article is this. In what might be seen as mission creep, the New York Police Department has opened up an office in Israel, giving the Big Apple's force about a dozen international outposts. One officer has been assigned to work closely with Israeli police, reports Avi Ashkenazi. That's the publisher of the Marav Israel newspaper. The I'm not making it. You can't make this stuff up. The security Israel, you don't have to fly to New York to meet members of the police department considered to be the best in the world. All you have to do is make the short trip to Kfar Saba police station in Sharon, where the NYPD opened a local branch. Behind the opening of the branch in the Holy Land is the NYPD decision that Israel police is one of the major police forces which it must maintain close relationships on a daily contact. Now, let me play a little interruptus to the story here, because do you know what has been educating our police here in this country, Ron?
I haven't got a clue.
Has actually been Mossad agents and helping them identifying terrorists.
Hmm.
Now here, and you know, if you don't know the history of Israel here, folks, and you believe the TV evangelists that we've got to save Israel because not saving Israel is an affront to God, Israel itself is an affront to God. And the reason I say this, and if don't believe me, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm here to tell you the difference between this whole Judaism thing versus this whole Zionist thing. And probably the best people to do this would be Jews themselves. So I would invite you to go to nkusa.org. So like I told that truck driver on the show, I think it was last Friday. Yeah, well, you know, these Iranians, you know, we should go over there and kill them. Really? Who told you we should? Where are you getting your news, pal? And, you know, it was such a great mission we did in Iraq. It's all popped inside out. They have people warring against each other now. About 1.5 million of their citizens are now dead. I'm not talking about Israel. I'm not talking about their military. I'm talking about civilian dead. 1.5 million. What a great job we did. All over the supposition that there were weapons of mass destruction that evil Saddam Hussein was going to use against the American people. Huh. I'm so verklempt. So go to nkusa.org, educate yourself about Zionism, and you know what? The Torah-believing Jews will be there. They'll be the first ones to tell you that Israel was started by the Stern and Ergen gangs, the real terrorists of the day. So don't take my word for it. There's a reason why the ADL won't attack me, because they know that I know the difference. I told Mr. Fox over there at the ADL, I said, you know, keep writing stories about me, because I want the Jews that are misled by you and your propaganda to come to this network to find the truth. He has never written another word about me. And there's a good reason for that, because I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm actually trying to free the Jews. Not the orange juice, not the grape juice, the Jews that think that they know what they know. They don't. And they're there to tell you about the state of Israel. Okay, let me get back to my story here. I'm sorry, that was a little... I digressed a little bit. Ben-Naim was chosen for the mission of opening the NYPD branch in Israel. He's a veteran detective of New York Police Department and a former Israeli who went to study in New York, married a local city resident, and then joined the local police force. Among the things he has dealt with in the line of duty are the extradition of criminals, the transmitting of intelligence information, and the assistance and location of missing persons, both in the United States and Israel. Well, the entire state of Israel is lost. Maybe you can help them out, Chiefy. It was decided in coordination with the Israeli police that the New York representative would not operate out of the United States embassy, but from a building in the Sharon District Police Headquarters, situated close to the Kfar Sava station. The NYPD sign was even hung at the entrance of the district headquarters, and Ben-Naim's office is situated on the first floor of the building. One of the walls bears a sign, New York City Police Department, the best police department in the world. Well, isn't that special? Now, seriously, folks, what has been pumped into the police mentality? You want to know why they're such idiots at times? It's been the Mossad that has been pumping the information to our wonderful police in that thin blue line in this country for all of these years, telling them who the terrorists really are. You know, it's those Bible-believing Christians. You know, they're really cultists. Or these people that believe in a Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms if they ever need those arms to keep their country free. These are the people that have been spoon-feeding this information to police officers in our country for two decades. You want to know the ties between us and our good friends in Israel? There's one of them, and there ain't nothing good about it. Oh, God. You know, sometimes, Ron, it just gets a little bit thick.
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking about something that would have been unheard of back in the early 1900s. This is like treason, if you know what I mean. It's so incredible. It is absolutely incredible.
You know, what am I going to learn from the Israelis, and what are they going to teach people here? How to run people over with bulldozers? How to take over and occupy and throw people out and shoot and kill them because they want their property? Is that what they're going to be helping us with here? Are they going to be sidled up with our Marines now and our police to go out there and police on the streets and help kick in the doors of Americans' homes? Oh, brother, these people need to be shut down.
That is a big fear. And you know, when you have... a foreign country coming in on the U.S. Area, they don't care about the people here. You know, if this has been going on since I can recall, a foreign military on our own soil, that if the people were ever to uprise, they could care less of how many they shoot. So it's a frightening. And then you have that. What is the S-15? What is that? Gang coming from Mexico.
Oh, the MS-13.
Yeah, MS-15, yeah.
13.
The 13.
Yeah.
Well, I gave them a couple extra just for
that. Well, give them the lucky number because they certainly
okay,
deserve it.
Yes. I mean, how do we stop that? I mean, it seems like we're being, the seams are all becoming unraveled in this country.
Well,
there seems to be an intent for doing it.
Well, Ron, there's so many people now on the drugster's payroll that it's indispensable. They need them for an income. How many judges and police officers are taking what used to be called graft? No, these are payments to shut the hell up and let us continue doing our illegal business on the streets of your communities. They're bought and paid for. They're buying the judges and the cops now. How many stories are you seeing in the news about corrupt cops that are being busted?
Oh, yeah.
You're not seeing many of them. You're certainly not seeing them on the mainstream media. Well, and I'll tell you why. That's because they're bought and paid for, just like these creatures in Washington, D.C.
Well, one of the first things that I discovered in my research many, many years ago is that the district attorney gets a portion of every case that goes through that court. every case he gets finance from. Now, is that kind of a situation where it benefits him just to get more cases in there from whatever agency? And this is what led me to the Highway Patrol putting in its own complaints, and the district attorney making money off the Highway Patrol or the medical board or any other thing in there. So to prosper, the district attorney gets as many cases from as many agencies, and they write the complaint, and he doesn't, which is a violation of law. I don't know if I made myself clear, but you can see the graft.
It used to be that these people before used to be there on behalf of the American people. They were going after people that were committing crimes.
Right.
But they're so wrapped up in it now, they've thrown the Constitution and law right out the window along with the baby in the bathwater. They're in on it.
Well, you know, one of the things is that when the country first devolved, that district attorney, if he prosecuted and lost his case, he would suffer the crime or the penalty to the crime that the man he was trying would have suffered. And in this respect...
Oh, you mean to tell me that if he brought somebody up that he knew was not a bad guy and he missed his prosecution, that the prosecutor himself would take the punishment that the supposed criminal was going to get?
Absolutely.
Oh, would keep a guy straight, wouldn't it?
To see that justice is done is a primary duty of a district attorney. He's supposed to be working as much to prove innocence as he's to prove guilt.
Oh.
But he only tries to prove guilt.
Oh, geez.
I know. Crazy.
It's not crazy. It's insane. It's popped inside out. Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Well, hey, I know what our boys in blue can learn from the Israelis. They can learn how to kill Gentile dogs.
Well, they already know how to do that.
Well, you know, of course, a lot of that money comes from an organization called JINSA. You can actually go to their website. That's the Jewish Institute of National Security Affairs. They're the ones that actually sponsors a lot of these junkets. And that's just only one, but that's the principal one that sponsors these quote-unquote fact-finding trips to Israel so that our boys in blues can learn how to murder Gentile dogs. But if you guys want to see something really interesting, first of all, you can learn from people like Rabbi Michael Lerner, L-E-R-N-E-R, on YouTube with Tikkun Olam, how to teach morality to Christians. That's fascinating. Otherwise, you can watch something called Understanding Free Will, delivered by a rabbi. And if you actually sit through that and listen to every word, and you know something about the law, maybe you know something about theology or Christianity or what have you, but if you just actually listen to it, you'll understand that the words dogs and Gentiles, in some people's mind, is actually synonymous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've never thought of myself as being a dog any more than I thought of myself as being a white man.
You must be a Gentile dog, John.
Well, get my mama, I must be.
Anyway, that's all I got for y'all.
Thank you, Lark.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Ouch, that hurt my throat. another story going on here. Woman banned from a flight. Why? Because she wouldn't let the TSA test her water. You know, I'm waiting for the day. Would this be beyond the realm of possibility? To maybe test the pregnant woman's placenta fluid to make sure she's not carrying a liquid bomb on board? Here, we got to stick you with this needle here, you know. Otherwise, you're gonna have to drive someplace. We're not gonna let you on our airplanes. It's not your beverage; it's your behavior. That was the excuse the TSA gave for refusing to let a woman fly out of Houston, the Texas airport down here recently, after she became argumentative when a security officer demanded they inspect her bottled water. The victim, you know, this is stuff you used to get on board the airplane free. Not anymore. The victim, whose name has not been made public, said that the TSA told her she couldn't board the plane because her actions immediately beforehand. Officers with the TSA, and they're not officers, folks. Let me clue you in. They are not officers of anything. They have no legal power. They, the only power that they have is to grope you and reject you from a flight. That's why the cops are always standing there. That's the other policymakers that wouldn't know the Constitution from a damned roll of toilet paper. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Officers with the Transportation Security Administration, a division of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, had allegedly asked her if they could inspect and test her beverage that was rightfully purchased from a vendor inside the airport after she was already cleared through the airport standard TSA screening station. The woman refused to let the TSA examiner drink, an unusual testing procedure that has been reported many times. When she was approached by the agents afterward, she recorded the video of the incident, which clearly shows that her actions weren't the reason for the agents to keep her from boarding. It was her attitude. "Let me get this straight," the woman asked the TSA agent, caught on film. "Is this retaliatory for my attitude? This is not making the airwaves safer. It's retaliatory." The screener responds, "It's pretty much definitely is." Now, on the YouTube page where the woman uploaded the video, she says the event happened inside the terminal at the Houston airport, presumably the George Bush Intercontinental Airport. There's a certain symmetry there. A Class B international transportation hub in Houston. "I was not allowed to board the plane, even though I had already been through the airport security. Because I because I drank my water instead of letting the TSA test it." The TSA agent finally admitted that it wasn't because they thought I was a security risk. It was because they were mad at me. Last week, a man named Dan Holland wrote on his personal YouTube page, "While waiting in the Columbus, Ohio airport for our flight to Oakland, I couldn't help but notice two TSA women that were testing any and all liquids that people had in their hands." Now remember, this is inside the terminal, well beyond the security check, and purchased inside the terminal itself. "Just people waiting to get on the plane," Holland added. In his clip, he caught the agents on camera conducting a test similar to the one that was referred to, or this woman refused, rather, in Houston. Now, when these were reported on these in-terminal tests earlier in the year, the TSA issued a statement saying this: "Passengers may be randomly selected for additional screening measures at checkpoints or in the gate area at any time for any reason." Really? Chuck Undersea will not fly on airplanes. This man does all the driving. Why? Because he's not going to be groped and poked by these people that are claiming authority to grope you, to pull out colostomy bags, to assault your children, to grab you on your personal, most intimate parts that only your life's partner should see. You know, your husband or your wife. No. They think it's to keep the airwaves safe. Well, this is what these brain-dead people are doing. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, well, it was more than a couple of years ago, I can remember flying out of Austin Bergstrom Airport here. And I had one of these creatures, he was an older guy. He looked at me as he's patting down my leg, he looks at me and he says, "Why aren't you smiling?" And I said, "What? What did you just say?" He says, "Well, this isn't a big deal, why aren't you smiling?" I said, "That you got your hands all over my leg?" I said, "Have you lost your..." And I'm, by this time, my voice is elevating. By this time, every TSA agent within earshot, and it was loud, I've got a voice. I said, "Have you lost your mind?" I said, what the hell country do you think you're in? Communist China? It's the United States of America. You're groping my leg and you're asking me why I'm upset? Have you lost your mind? Are you that damned old that you're going senile? That you don't remember? But at this point in time, they didn't threaten to throw me out of the airport. They didn't threaten not let me on. They couldn't get me out of there fast enough. Because it started to affect other people. I could see the expressions changing on other people's faces. They didn't like it either. Oh, I think you're right, Ron. I'm just one of those rabble-rousers.
Yeah, you definitely. I wonder if any priest or nuns or any of the church representatives have ever been groped. I mean, I think that would make headlines. How about the archbishop or something? Or do they get a free pass past that?
I had an off-color comment that I'm not going to make. Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
Oh, that was good. I've got an idea for TSA. You know, we all ought to be videotaping all of these thugs. How about everybody puts them on YouTube and says, do you know this person? Where do they, you know, who are they? What is their name and where do they live? There's nothing that they fear more than being exposed.
Oh, but you see, that could be inciting violence against an individual, and you could go to jail for a very long time for that, Chuck.
For just identifying them?
They're out there claiming that they have legal authority to do what they're doing, and they're actually officers. They're not officers of anything. Ron, you know, we've talked about this before. This assumption that people have because they got a badge on and they've been given a certain amount of authority, that it's really not authority at all. It's a smokescreen. It's a bluff. It's a play. This is what I experienced down here at Chuck in Austin Bergstrom. I said, you know, if you've got any authority, well, you know, if you give us a hard time, we'll call those Austin police officers over here. And I said, and what are they going to tell me? The same thing?
We're just wanting to shame them. We're not wanting to get them, you know, hurt or anything. We just want to shame them for
have
what
you, have
they're
you,
doing.
Hey, Chuck, have you met any of these people yourself? Most of them are shameful to begin with.
Yeah, we would
and not too bright either.
Well, I'm not anywhere near an airport. I mean, otherwise, I haven't seen anybody wearing a TSA badge or, believe me, it would get ugly at 7-Eleven if I did.
Mm.
You know?
But you know, the funny thing about this, do you know who was there in charge of security on September 11th, 2001?
No, I don't, as a matter of fact.
Israeli security companies. What are the
surprise?
Well, what are the Israelis going to be teaching us?
how to fake things, you know, and make Israel look good?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck. When I heard that, my first reaction, Ron, was to not believe that, but it was true. Yeah. Israeli security companies.
Incredible.
Yeah. Any more callers there, Chief? No? Okay. Well, if you want to get a copy, folks, and I urge you, people with great talent are doing things that need to be done, and we need a bunch of Paul Revere's out there. I'm not saying that you got to set up a movie theater, but you should be driven at least in that way of thinking, if it's at all possible. But You've wanted tools to bring people in, to open up their eyes. This is one of them. Get it. Call 877-605-9200. You'll talk to Sandra. I think you know who she is. If you called this network before, chances are you've talked to her. 877-605-9200. Ron McDonald, as always, my friend, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, John.
Well, I'm learning more about you, and it's all good. you're an amazing guy. I appreciate you very much. All right.
Well, thank you.
All right. Folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report, and you'll learn more even then. My goodness. We're here to dish it out. Can you take it? We believe you can, because you can handle the truth. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here today.
It's true.